Let's see. Just waiting right now for a few people to join on. If you're watching replay right now, God bless you. We can skip ahead a little bit as I'm waiting for more people to join, as this previously was a live. All right. It's going to be a powerful stream about sexual sin, how to overcome sexual sin. There are a lot of people that message me and come to me regarding sexual sin, so this is going to be good. We're going to allow some people to join in, and then we'll begin. Good evening, Prophetess Christina. God bless you. Natasha, God bless you. God bless you all. I know it's random. I didn't let anyone know that I'll be live right now. I know it's a totally random live, but I believe that this will be a... Probably been here for about 20 minutes. I believe that this will be a very powerful live for many of you. I'll probably be on here for 20 minutes. It's not going to be long. I always say that, and I allow the Holy Spirit just to use me and take me a different direction. But God bless you. Good evening, Tricia. Alexis Thomas, God bless you. God bless all of you that are in right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Gonna wait a couple moments before we begin, but this evening to focus on a topic. Right, can y'all hear me? The sun's out. I'm telling you, we golden hour right now, for real. We golden hour right now, for real. I really wanted to focus on something. Yeah, thumbs up for the stream if you can. Amen. God bless you. All right, so I really want to help a few of you right now in the area of sexual sin. Okay, I'm going to make this very quick. The area of sexual sin, and I want to really help you to understand how to overcome sexual sin and understand how it's the greatest tool that the devil will use to hinder your destiny and also quench your anointing. So whatever your anointing is, the devil will quench it through sexual immorality. The devil will drain your anointing through sexual immorality. The devil will hinder your destiny with sexual immorality. There are many people that are delayed because of their lifestyle of sexual immorality. And there are many people that are delayed today because of their past life of sexual immorality. So it's like you're almost playing catch up. So when you're living a life of fornication, it's like you're playing catch up. And when you finally repent, it's like you're playing catch up. And the Lord begins to bring you through a process of reordering your steps, a process of sanctification. You're being purified and whatnot. And there is also a process with the Lord is ordering your steps. And there's a process where you will go through a certain, you will go through certain seasons that you'll put yourself in, right? So you're going to have to go through those seasons, and the Lord is disciplining you in those seasons. And when you come out the wilderness of sexual sin, when you come out the season of sexual sin, you will go through a wilderness season. You will go through a wilderness season. The Lord will order your steps and whatnot. You'll go through your deliverance and healing. Then you'll be able to walk in destiny, because you will not be able to walk in destiny until you truly overcome the act of sexual sin, and also the lust of the heart, the pride of life, and all those things. But anyways, how to overcome sexual sin. Now, one thing we must understand is that sexual sin has nothing to do with the demon. Okay? Sexual sin has nothing to do with the demon. It has everything to do with the flesh. Okay, sin is an action. Sin is a work of a man. Okay, when we look at the life of Adam and Eve, it wasn't a demon inside of them that made them sin. Okay, they were influenced. Okay, they're influenced, and Eve's flesh desired what she saw. Okay, the Bible says this, that each person is lured away when they are enticed by their own desires. Okay, each person is lured away when they are enticed by their own desires. So what Satan could sense and see is that Eve had some form of desire. Some form of desire in her flesh, right? And then Satan began to attack that. And because Eve had that desire where she looked at the apple and she said, I want this. I want to be like God. I want to be able to do this. The apple looks good. The apple is going to make me see and all these things. She was led astray because of her desire, because she saw the apple was good. So the devil will always use your desires to lure you away. Okay. So it's not just, I need deliverance because of a demon of lust. No. There is a demon of lust that has been invited because at one point in your life, you were curious and you had the desire to fornicate. You had the desire to experience something. There was some form of peer pressure. And when that took place, now you have given legal rights for the devil now to cause intrusive thoughts or embed things into your soul. So now you feel like it's a demon all the time, even though a demon is there. A demon's purpose when you invite it through sexual sin, its number one purpose is to enhance what is already there. Okay? It's to enhance what is already there. Because the Bible says, from within, out of a man's heart, comes sexual immorality, come evil thoughts. So from your heart comes wickedness. And when you practice the wickedness and entertain the wickedness, what begins to happen is that you invite the devil, and the devil will enhance that wickedness. And now you enter into a place of what? A reprobate mind, where you will now do things that are not to be done. You'll be given up to a strong delusion. Now you're into transgenderism, homosexuality, anal. You're all into these strange things of bestiality. Why? Because you have allowed the enemy to come in and enhance the wickedness that is already found in man. So there is a wickedness that is already in man. The Lord said in the book of Genesis that when he saw every man on earth, he saw that every inclination of a man's heart was only continually evil. So there is a evil that's within man that has nothing to do with the devil. Okay? There is an evil that is within man that has nothing to do with the devil. Now, when we entertain sexual sin, what begins to happen? The devil will enhance what is already in the hearts of man. And this is when people feel like they have no control, and they always feel like there's spirit speaking to them. And now when you enter into the place of habitual sin, you will have encounters of the night, because sexual sin opens you up to the spirit realm. Hold on, my wife is texting me. Hold on. Okay, sexual sin will open you up to the realm of the spirit. Okay, or open you up to the realm of the spirit. So how to overcome sexual sin? Number one, you must know your authority in Christ. Okay, because the Bible says, I've given you the spiritual authority to trample over the scorpions and the snakes. So if you know your spiritual authority, if you know your authority in Christ, if you know that you can cast out demons, heal the sick, then you also must know you have the capacity to control your flesh. Okay? The devil wants to lie to you that you have the power to cast out demons, but you don't have the power to control your flesh. It's the doctrines of demons. If we can cast out demons in the name of Jesus and rebuke it, we can also control our flesh. The Bible says this: if your right arm causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to live this life with one arm than your whole body go into hell. So even when you are possessed, you still have the ability. Now, Christians can't be possessed, but what I'm saying, even though you may be filled with unclean spirits, you still have the capacity to control your own flesh. The Bible says that each person should learn to control their own body in holiness and honor. Okay? Each person should learn. So you what? You need to learn your own body. In order to have authority over lust, you must learn your own body. You must learn your triggers. You must put forth boundaries. You must get into a place of a secluded area so you abstain from what can tempt you. Each person should learn. So if you're not learning your triggers, if you're not learning that having your iPhone at night or being on your phone at night or having TikTok or social media is hindering you, then you will never be able to control your own body. And in you not learning your own body, learning your own temptations, learning your own weaknesses, the devil will use your weakness against you. The devil will use your ignorance against you. This is why the Bible says, Apostle Paul said in the book of Corinthians, he said, do not be ignorant of the devil's devices, the devil's schemes, the devil's strategies. And what are the devil's strategies? To use what you are unaware of against you. To use your weakness against you, to use what you have not learned against you. This is why the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So if you're not learning to control your own body, you will make everything a demon issue and you will go through deliverance 20 times, 30 times in the area of perversion. Now, when you continually engage into sin, what sexual sin will do, it will strip you of your faith. Okay? When you continue in sexual sin, it will steal your faith away from you, which means that you once believed you could control yourself and have balance and self-control. But when you engage in the sexual sin and those feel-good hormones are going crazy, the endorphins and whatnot are going crazy in your brain will cause you to believe that you do not have control over your body, because now you entered into the realm of what we call addiction. And nobody is addicted to what does not feel good. People are addicted to what feels good. Why? Because when you engage into sexual actions, there are feel-good hormones that are flaring and going crazy. And oftentimes, many people think that this is a demon that they're feeling, that they want to have sex. No, it's not the demon all the time. It's humanity. But when you unlock something within you before marriage, it will come alive. Your human nature of wanting sex and wanting to engage into sex will come alive because it was unlocked prematurely. Some of you are not listening to me. When you unlock sex, when you unlock an orgasm prematurely, it will work against you and you will invite unclean spirits. Do you understand me? The devil wants to unlock that lust, that healthy, good lust and love that you're supposed to have for your wife or your husband. He wants to unlock it prematurely. You understand me? And then now, you know how you're married and you when you want to have sex, there's this healthy, good lust and love where it's like, I want my wife. I want my husband. I'm craving them. I want sex. And then you have sex with them, and then it suffices. You feel good, and the pleasure that you get, it kills the desire to have sex because it was complete, right? It was complete. Okay, it was complete, and you're good. And you may not feel like you want sex for the next 2-3 days until your human nature comes alive again. But when you unlock it before marriage, Your human nature, we always blame this on the demon all the time. No. Your human nature will always want pleasure. Your human nature will say, the feel-good hormones will say, I need pleasure. I need you to kill this desire by pornography, masturbation, or whatever. And you go and you do it because something was unlocked in you prematurely. And when you unlock this thing, it will come alive and it will go crazy. So if you always blame it on a demon, you will never be able to control your flesh, because we already have the authority over demons. Easy. But the hardest thing that many people are going through is not demons or the devil. It's the flesh. It's the flesh. And the lack of the fear of God is literally making people remain in the place of sexual sin. Do you understand me? Can y'all hear me clearly? Someone said they can't hear me clearly. Can y'all hear me clearly? Nelly said, my mic must be playing up. Can barely hear you. Can y'all hear me clear? I pray y'all can hear me clear because we're revelating right now in the name of Jesus. Let me know if y'all can hear me clear, loud and clear right now. Is that loud and clear? Okay. Now that word fear means reverence. It means a deep respect. Okay. That word fear means a reverence or a deep respect. So when you respect the Lord, you will strive for what his word says. You will strive for what his word says. Okay. So one of the ways I was able to overcome sexual sin was understanding my authority in Christ by the word of God and learning my body, learning not to be in certain places, because when I was really battling sexual sin, there were certain people I couldn't be around. There were certain places I could not go. There were certain things I could not listen to. There were seasons in my life where I had to put my phone under my bed. There were seasons in my life where I had to put some type of like child lock on my phone because that's how bad it was. There were certain seasons in my life where if I went to sleep, I would have to put my phone in a different room, then get like a physical alarm clock in my bedroom so I'd wake up in the morning. So I was learning my body. I was learning my body. Okay, I was learning my triggers so I could overcome this and try and kill out what I have unlocked prematurely. Because, okay, is the audio cracking up? Is the audio cracking up? Someone says the audio is cracking up. Is the audio cracking up? Is the audio cracking up? Is the audio cracking up or is it clear for all you guys? Audio's cracking up. Okay, it's okay. All right. So with all of that being said, I lost my train of thought. All right. So I learned my own body and I knew I had to do certain things to abstain from sexual immorality, because a lot of people don't understand this. Okay. When they think about abstain from sexual immorality, the Bible says that this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you would abstain from sexual immorality. Okay. Now, when they hear abstain from sexual immorality, they just think it means, oh, not have the action of sex. No, that's not what it just means. Sexual immorality is a broad term. It's not just about sex. It can be the lust of the heart. It can be lusting after a woman in your own heart. It can be a lot of different things, pornography, masturbation, all these things. Okay. And it's also abstaining from sexual morality is also abstaining from an environment that will lead you into sin. Okay. Abstaining from sexual immorality is also abstaining from an environment that will lead you into sin. Abstaining from sexual immorality is abstaining from people who are sexually immoral. Do you understand me? So in order to overcome sexual immorality, you have to abstain from certain places. You have to abstain from certain people. You got to abstain from certain movies. You got to abstain from certain things that will trigger you, because you will never be able to have victory over the devil if you do not have first victory over your flesh. You will not be able to do it, because sexual sin is a war against your body. You're waging war against your soul. The Bible says that the soul is at war with the spirit, and the spirit's at war with the Bible says that the flesh is at war with the spirit, and the spirit is at war with the flesh. So there's a war taking place, and that war is against holiness. The flesh does not want you to be holy or to partake in anything holy, and the spirit does not want you to partake in anything fleshly. This is why Jesus said, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. Not my will, but your will be done. So if Jesus within the garden could deny his flesh when he was about to die, how much more can we deny our flesh when we feel like we need to watch porn? Because the emotions that you're feeling are birthed from you unlocking something prematurely. The demons have just enhanced what you have unlocked. See the devil needs you to unlock something. The devil can't unlock something without your doing. He can't do anything. He can't unlock nothing. You have to unlock it. And when you unlock it, that's when the devil enters, messes with your mind and your emotions, and you enter into the place of addiction. So whenever someone tells me I can't stop masturbating pornography, I can't tell, it's a lie. It's a lie, because you can. You can. So every day when you masturbate and watch porn, you choose to do it. The devil does not make you do it. Because if you say Christians can't have demons, or you say the devil has no power over me, then why are you always blaming the devil for your sexual immorality? Do you understand me? Then why are you always blaming the devil for your sexual immorality? And I used to be in that season. So we must learn to control our own body. We must understand our authority in Christ. And we must also abstain from people that will corrupt our morality. We must abstain from people, scenarios, places, movies, and whatnot that can affect our convictions. Because listen, the objective of the devil is to soften your convictions, where you now premeditate that you're going to watch porn and masturbate at 6 p.m., at 6:15 when you get home. See, that's when you know you're entering to the place of reprobate mind, when you start premeditating your sin. You must understand that the feelings that we go through in our body are natural. Number one, natural, but they can become demonic because we have given the devil an opportunity. Now, to overcome what is demonic, you have to control your flesh, because it is impossible to overcome something that's spiritual without overcoming the physical, because it's the physical that opens doors for the spiritual. You cannot fight the spiritual and go through deliverance if you don't have your flesh under control. You can't, because what's going to happen is that you're going to open the door to the devil again. This is why the Bible says, do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. So you could be fully delivered from a spirit of pornography and masturbation, but if you don't have your flesh in control, you will submit again. And the Bible says when an evil spirit is casted out of someone, it passes through waterless places seeking for rest and finds none. Then it says that I will return to the body that I left with seven more evil spirits, and the person will end up worse than they started. Do you understand me? And you got to understand, one thing that helped me is like, I was making goals like 7 days. No porn, 14 days, no porn, 21 days. And it kept going to a point where I lost track. Okay. So if you get these small victories and you keep building, you keep going, you got to understand that the desires of your flesh will begin to be, it will be depleted. Okay? And then the spirit of perversion will lay dormant inside of you until it's casted out. Yeah, you may have demonic dreams. Yeah, you may have intrusive thoughts, but that spirit will not have the legality, or it will not be empowered to flare up like crazy. Okay? So when you overcome the desires of the flesh, the spirit of perversion will also lay dormant and quiet. Okay? Because the spirit of perversion, whatever spirit is inside of you, it needs you to continue to service the altar. Now, your body is an altar. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that we are living sacrifices. Okay? We are living sacrifices in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Okay? Now, with that being said, when a spirit of perversion, when you are not engaging into sexual immorality, the spirits inside of you are beginning to worry. They're getting upset. They're getting angry because their life source is your sin. A demon's life source is your sin. An evil spirit. This is why the Bible says when an evil spirit goes out of a person, it passes through waterless places looking for rest. Now, where's the rest it's looking for? A body that is living in sin. So the Bible says it's looking for rest but finds none. So it's looking for people that it can live inside, the people that are living in sin. Do you understand me? This is why you must learn to control your own body, because if you don't, a demon will find rest in your body. The greatest way I like bringing people through deliverance is when they control their flesh, then we deal with the demon. Because sometimes we deal with the demon, and if there is no inner healing, and if there is no people learning and understand repentance and their authority in Christ, they're going to submit again to sexual sin. And I'm tired of bringing people through deliverance 30 times, all on lust. All on lust. You understand me? That personally, for myself, that gets extremely tiring. And they will say, man of God, pray for me. I need this demon of lust out of me. No. You need to learn to control your own body. You need to exercise your authority in Christ. You need to have a foundation of the word of God in your mind. And then deliverance becomes easy. Do you know a lot of people can engage in powerful self-deliverance if they had a foundation of holiness? But because these people do not repent, they don't have authority over demons. So they don't know how to stop living in sin. Once you have a foundation of holiness, you are now you can now access authority. You see, authority is not given to every believer. Okay? Authority is given to those who practice holiness. Because your foundation has to be that of God and not of the devil. This is why the Bible says, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, because you do what your father does and your father has been sinning. So if you believe, the Bible says that faith without works is dead. So if you say you're a believer and you have faith, but your works are of the devil, what begins to happen? You do not have authority. Authority comes by way of consecration and holiness. It does not come from 1 week of holiness. It comes from a lifestyle of holiness where you have become victorious, where you now have a former manner of life, where you now have a testimony, where the old man has died. Because if you never get to a place where your former self has died or your old man has died, what begins to happen is that you will always be living in your current self. You will never have a past because you never had victory over your sin. So you'll always be walking in perversion. You'll always be walking in wickedness. You won't have a testimony. You won't have a former manner of life. You won't have an old man because you're still that old man. The Bible says put off the old man. But many Christians today don't put off the old man. Why? Because the majority of the church today is not preaching on hell. We're not preaching on sin. We're not calling it out. So there are many Christians today on their way to hell because their churches don't talk about hell. Their churches don't talk about sin. Their churches don't equip people to overcome sexual immorality. But what people are being equipped with is the prophetic, is the deliverance, is the promises of God, but not holiness. And that's the problem in the church. Everybody wants to be equipped in the prophetic, equipped in deliverance, equipped in all of these things, but not equipped to overcome the flesh. This is why we have a lot of people within the church operating with strange fire and perverted impartation because they can't overcome the flesh. The Bible says the gifts are without repentance. So you can be gifted from God, but if you're still masturbating, you're operating in another spirit. You're operating the spirit of perversion. You're operating with a seducing spirit. This is why holiness, a foundation, being cultivated, being discipled is more important than being equipped in the prophetic. Being discipled is more important than being equipped in the prophetic. Simon the sorcerer did not want discipleship. Simon the sorcerer wanted power. Many of us, we want power, we want promises, and we want prophetic. Power, promises, prophetic. But we do not want purity. We want the three other P's, but we don't want the one P. We do not want purity. And this is why nobody is getting the promises of God, because you cannot get the promises of God without purity. It's impossible. This is why the Bible says this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all things shall be added unto you. Do you understand me? So these are some things I'm trying to really empower you with right now. Some of you from this teaching alone, you should be able to be like this. When your hand wants to go down there and masturbate, I'm going to keep it real. You'll be like, I have control. You'll be like, you'll look at your hands and say, who has control right now? And even though you have those feelings and the spirits are speaking to you, you will say, who has control? When you are driving to your girlfriend and boyfriend's house, ask yourself, who's driving the car? Who's filling the tank up? Ask yourself. Then you'll realize and you'll say, it's really me. I have control of my hands. I have control of my body. It's actually me. Yeah, there may be a demon trying to torment me, but I have control. So once you realize you have control, you will be like this. You'll be like this. Every time you have control, it is never a demon making you do anything. This is why Adam and Eve were not excused of their sin because of the devil. Eve said, it was the devil that made me do this. God was like, you're still getting kicked out because it wasn't the devil's fault. It was your fault. Yes, the devil got punished for what he did influencing Eve, but it was Eve's fault for listening to the devil, because Eve could have been like, it's my hands. I don't got to grab the apple. I don't got to eat the apple, but I did it anyway. This is why no demon or devil will go to hell for you. They're already condemned to hell already. Do you understand me? And I pray in the name of Jesus. Listen, as someone who is addicted to porn, pornography, this thing is slavery. It is slavery. It feels good to the body. But 20 seconds later, 1 second later, condemnation, conviction, condemnation, guilt, shame, it comes upon you right away. I remember when I used to engage into it. Right after, Lord, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. And there's certain days where I was so reprobate. I did it for like four times in a day, a week straight. And I'm like a walking zombie. And I feel like this. I felt like I did not have control over my body. You're like a walking zombie to your bedroom. You know what time to go into your room. You know the time people are sleeping. You know the time and the strategy and the scheme to do it. And you're like a walking zombie being pulled. And you know you want to do it. And you're being pulled to do it. You know you don't want to do it. You're premeditating it. And you're contemplating the pros and the cons. And you're being dragged by it. But your flesh is saying do it because it's going to feel good. And there's a part of you that's like, oh, I don't have control. I wish I could have victory over it. But you keep doing it. I'm telling you, it is slavery. It is slavery. And once you have victory over it, it is different. Because many people think this, that when you get married, throughout the whole marriage. You're going to have sex 3 times a day, 7 days a week. It's not like that. Sex is not just something you go and you... Within marriage, when you feel like, I need that bond. Sometimes in marriage, you might go 3 days without having sex. You might go 2 days. You might go a week without having sex. And when you're delivered from perversion, it won't be like, oh, my God. But when you feel that bond and you're like, I want to be intimate with my wife. I'm craving my wife. You have it. But it's not like a lust where it's like, I got to. No. There is a level of maturity that you'll enter into with your flesh when you overcome perversion. The difference between my encounter in marriage when it comes to intimacy versus being intimate in sexual morality is that with sexual morality, I was trying to release what I could not control. I was trying to release what I could not control. Okay? But when I'm in marriage, it's like you're just trying to bond. And sometimes you may feel like an absence where you're like, I want to bond. And when you bond, it's just this togetherness. It's this togetherness. And you feel fulfilled. Sex within marriage is fulfilling. But outside of sex, it is not fulfilling because perversion only grows. And this is why people who watch porn, they won't just watch a man and a woman. Sometimes they will go into lesbianism. They'll go into bestiality. They'll go into transgenderism. They'll go into all these things. Why? Because perversion has no limits. Perversion has no limits. Do you understand me? Perversion has no limits. And I got to that place where I was watching strange things on the internet. Why? Because when you entertain perversion, perversion will lead you. And you'll begin to watch strange things. And there was a time in my life where I was watching, you're watching porn, and then your mind is like this perversion, and this porn is not suffice you anymore. This porn isn't helping you with anymore. So you got to watch a greater level of porn. You got to watch something stranger, because the perversion in you is strange. It's a strange spirit. And when you get into a reprobate mind and the perversion is deeper, you need a greater level of strange and perverse porn. You need it. So I found myself sometimes you're watching lesbianism porn. You're watching these things. And then you might be on a certain site and you see something of homosexuality pop up. And the perversion within you will click on it out of curiosity. And then you watch it like, oh, Jesus, no. I'm just being transparent with you. I'm being transparent. Because that's what perversion does. And I would have dreams at night, even though I never acted in homosexuality. I never acted on it. I never had feelings for a man. There was a night I went to sleep where I saw myself gripped on a bed, paralyzed on a bed, and two men were trying to defile me. Why? Because perversion is genderless. Spirits do not have genders. So they can come into your dream as a man, as a woman. And when you are watching pornography anyway, you're watching naked men and naked women. So you are partaking in homosexuality anyway. You are partaking in homosexuality when you're watching porn, because you're seeing a naked woman, you're seeing a naked man, and you are engaging into what the Bible calls sodomy. Pornography is sodomy. Do you understand me? Pornography is sodomy, because you're seeing people doing things of sodomy. You're watching a naked man, a naked woman, people in the same gender as you, homosexuality. You understand me? And these are the things that it started in my childhood. Pornography, sexual morality, perversion, it started in my childhood when I was a young kid, maybe like the 5th grade. My friends put on porn. I didn't know what it was. And when I found myself as a young kid, they'll put on strange things like a man, a woman having sex with a horse. I'm in the 5th grade, and your boys in the 5th grade are watching a woman having sex with a horse. And not knowing what's really happening, perversion is entering you. At a young age, I'm telling you, these are things that happened to me in the 5th grade. It's entering you, until you get to a point where you are triggered. You get to a level of puberty or maturity, and all you need is one trigger to unlock your perversion. Because there are many people, listen to this. There are many children that I have been molested and raped. Many adults who have been molested and raped at a young age, and they never engaged into sexual immorality until a trigger came. And that perversion that entered because of molestation came alive. It came alive. It was unlocked. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? No one is, you gotta understand that every human being within themselves has wickedness in their hearts. The Bible says this: out of a man's heart come evil thoughts and sexual immorality. Somebody find that verse for me. I'm gonna be finished this in 5 minutes. Someone find that verse for me. Within a man's heart come evil thoughts, sexual immorality. So just for you being a human, you're gonna have nasty thoughts. You're gonna have a nasty heart just from being a human. Now these can get enhanced from demons, and they can get enhanced by what you entertain. And also, things can be bloodline, right? It can be bloodline. Now, the reason the Bible really wants us to learn to control our own flesh is because the devil will teach you to be sexually immoral, okay? One of the doctrines of demons of Jezebel was to teach the Israelites sexual immorality and adultery, okay? The Lord said this to Jezebel. I gave Jezebel a chance to repent, but she didn't want to repent of her sexual immorality. And I have this thing against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, who teaches my servants to eat food from offered unto idols and to partake into adultery and sexual immorality. So Jezebel was teaching people how to be adulterers, how to be sexually immoral. And when they teach people those things, that it will be taught to their children, that spirit of perversion will go through the bloodline. So there are many people that are dealing with things within the bloodline. Perversion. Perversion. And what perversion can do is, listen to me, pornography and masturbation can hinder your sex life within your marriage. If you don't go through deliverance, if you don't control your flesh, and you have like a rehab season where you stay away from sex, because listen, when you overcome sexual morality, you got to go through a season where you don't just jump straight into marriage, because your sex and your marriage is going to suck. Because what is driving you to have an orgasm is perversion. So when your wife is just chilling, and yeah, she can be attractive, she can be sexy, she can be whatever, you know, to you or your husband, whatever, they can be attractive, right? But if you have the spirit of perversion, your wife will not be able to please you, because what pleases you is strange. What pleases you is bestiality. It is anal. Homosexuality, whatever. So this is why you must overcome the spirit of perversion and pornography before you get married, because it will ruin your marriage. It will ruin your marriage. So Mark 7:21, from within, out of the heart of a man, proceed evil thoughts, adulterers, fornications, murderers. So that's Mark chapter 7, verse 21. You understand me? And when you get like a certain thought, right? Don't entertain the thought, because that thought can easily turn into an imagination. Do you hear me? When you get a thought of perversion, that's okay. Okay? But cast it down. The Bible says, cast down every thought, cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the obedience of Christ. Cast it down, bring it into the obedience of Christ. Cast it down. Because when you entertain the thought, you will now give life to a movie scene. You will give life to premeditated sin. You'll give life to an imagination, and that imagination will now turn into the action of sin. But before the action of sin takes place, it is already, taking place in your heart. This is why the Bible says that each person that looks upon a woman lustfully commits adultery in his own heart. So when you entertain the imagination, you already committed the sin before you did it physically. This is why you don't entertain the thought. It's not the sin that the thought came. It is a sin to entertain the thought. You think of yourself just having sex with your boyfriend and you're imagining it. Now, it can come to your mind and you're like, Lord, in Jesus' name, that's not a sin. But when you go like this and you're sitting there, I should do it. Oh my gosh, man. And you're just loving it. You sinned. This is why the Bible says, I, the Lord, I search the heart and the mind, and I give every man according to the ways. So the Lord searches your heart and your mind. No, it seems like it's harder to resist, because that's how the devil lies to people. Your flesh, when you stop smoking cigarettes, you go through a withdrawal. I need cigarettes. I can't. You'll go through it even with porn and masturbation. You'll go through it. But it'll seem like it's easy in the beginning to stop 1-2 days, then it'll get harder. Withdrawals. Your body's like, I need this. Your body will say, this is strange. I was getting these feel-good hormones from this particular thing. I need it. There's an absence of these of feel-good hormones. I need it. Right? But as you keep going, it will get lesser. It will. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. Okay? Anyways, guys, I don't know if I'm going to keep this up because I was very, like, explicit. I said some things, man. I don't know if I'm going to keep this up because I said I was very, like, you know what I mean? So I don't know if I'm going to keep this up for real. Should I keep this up or should I take it down? Because I know some of y'all said you couldn't really hear me, so I think I might just take it down. We said too much. Nah. Nelly said it cut up too much, so y'all could not hear me, so we're going to take this down. y'all couldn't hear me, so we're going to take it down. All right, guys. I love you guys. I'm the Lord. I'm late right now. I go grab some of that Best Buy and then meet my wife. All right. I love you guys. I'm the Lord. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, man. And some of y'all gotta understand. Like, all right. I'm not gonna say it. I'm looking at the chat. I'm reading the chat. All right. God bless you guys in Jesus' name. I love you.